Texte numéro 52. Long Lost Medieval Monastery in Gloucester Rediscovered. A long lost medieval monastery has been discovered by archaeologists in Gloucester city centre in the west of England. The remains of the 13th century Carmelite monastery have been found beneath a demolished multi-story car park. Historians knew roughly where the monastery, known as Whitefriars, had stood, but its exact location was a mystery. The excavation, ahead of redevelopment work as part of the regeneration of the city's King's Quarter, took place in July. Teams have been working at the site since the end of January to look for important historical assets before building work begins. The city archaeologist said it was very exciting, finally, to reveal the exact location of this long-lost friary. For around 300 years, Whitefriars played an active part in Gloucester and produced some notable friars, including Nicholas Cantelow in the 15th century. Seeing and documenting this site will serve to underline and recognise the place of the friary in the city's history. We have always expected that there was a building here, and it's no surprise to us that the work has rediscovered something like this on the site. He said he hoped to find remains of all the paraphernalia of a monastery, such as cloisters, cemetery, accommodation, kitchens, and stables. We will carry out further investigations into this and will continue work across the rest of the site over the next few weeks. Archaeologists from Gloucester City Council carried out the dig on the site of a recently demolished multi-story car park. Their findings suggest there were at least four large buildings at the site, either made of stone or with stone bases, with some of the walls measuring a metre wide. They also found the remains of tiled floors and part of a medieval drain. Some of the larger walls are aligned east-west, a typical feature for a medieval ecclesiastical building. There were several other monastic organisations in Gloucester, but Whitefriars was the one historians previously knew the least about. It was founded in about 1270, but was mostly demolished in the 16th century, and only traces of it had survived on historical maps. The excavation at the former bus station site will inform the planning application to regenerate the area. The authority said a detailed report on the work will be prepared in parallel to the planning application for the regeneration of the site later this year. The £85 million plans will transform the area by providing offices, shops, and space for cultural and artistic performances on nearby King's Square. Details about the findings will be included on information boards that are to be installed at the development site. Adapted from bbc.co.uk, October 2019.